Second paragraph, Vasa Mishnah 12. Lita Adam Ilum Selus Tei Chaveru Elum Kein Hirik Mimena Arba Amas. You should not plant trees within 4 amas of the border. Echod, if there's trees growing on the other side, because he has to plow around the trees, and if you plant your trees too close to the border, his plow will not be able to make the turn. Echod Gafan, Echod Kalilam, whether it's planting the grapevines or any tree. If there was any way a wall in between them, so his plow will not be able to go past the wall. Anyways, each one can plant up to the wall, because anyway they're not going to disturb the other one. The wall is going to separate the two of them. His roots were going into the field of his friend. Mamik shloisha tvachim kedei shelo yaakev es ma'acheisha. Yeah. Yechayif abol shiach abayah. So he has to dig he's allowed to uproot the roots 3 tvachim deep. Whereas if I have a tree and my roots are going into your field, he's allowed to uproot the roots up to 3 tvachim because it disturbs his plow. If the neighbor wants to dig different types of holes in the ground, he's entitled to cut through the roots of the friend's tree, because the friend has a right to plant a tree there but cannot prevent the other side from digging a hole. So the other side is allowed to dig his hole, and he keeps also the wood. It says, though, that if it's within 60 namas of the tree, which is where the ika strength of the roots are, then the shirashon that would chopped off go to the owner of the tree. But if it's more than 16 tvachim away from us, 16 amas away from the tree, then even if there are roots over there, the owner of the other field can keep them.